Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. My, God, bless you one more time to come to show you on wonderful Wednesday. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host, the co-host of Tell the Truth Prime Time. We're excited to come and offer an opportunity to focus on today's life challenges. We're going to be kind of following up from the last 2 weeks where we talked about unity. This is part two. And I want you to think about it. What's your definition of unity? How do you see unity in your life? How do you see unity in your communities, in your neighborhood, in your state, in our country? What do we need to do to unify everybody so everybody be on the same page? What would be some of the benefits? What would be something that you can see that's so important about the power of unity? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then we will chat pretty much about unity. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith. It's good to have you before. I missed that, but I want to make sure you, when you'll be talking to me, as well as the host with the most. That's Lisa F. Levine. So we'll make sure we introduce her as she come in. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also broadcast on Facebook. You can go to Facebook. That's facebook.com at Lisa Farrell and at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Then on Instagram, we are being broadcast on President.Dr. Larissa D. Smith, along with Lisa F. Levine, LCSW. Then on TikTok, we're being broadcast on TikTok, and that's at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And now Twitter, we're live on Twitter now, and that's at Larissa D. Smith 15. And on Tumblr Live, you can check us out, Dr. Low Smith-Blog. Before we move forward, I want to make sure I bring in our host for the most. I see her in the room, and she's ready to make it do what it do. So she will be joining us in a minute now. So we'll see what we can get some clicks in here with our internet. But we'll see, can we get her now? Also, if you want to check us out on Zoom, now you have to get permission, get clearance and everything, but tonight is just going to be the host and I doing the Zoom situation, and we're going to later begin to add people to it. So we look forward to having everybody here to be a part of it, and I can see she's made it on, so I thank her so much. But as we go through the introduction, we want you to know that WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. So we're really excited about that, as well as our asking you to be able to register for our WDSW Radio giveaways. Now, what our giveaways are, we pay for hotel stays, varies from 5 nights to 6 nights, from Cancun, Mexico, Hawaii, over to Atlanta, Orlando, Nashville, as well as we do it in Las Vegas, New Orleans, and we're going to be giving away next week. That's for sure. We're going to be giving away next week a trip to Paris, France. 5 nights. When I say give away the trip, we're going to pay for the hotel stay. 5 nights and 6 days. Then coming up for the Christmas holiday season, we're moving to have a 5-night, 6-day to Dubai and Bali. So we do truly, truly want you to play a major part in being a part of what we're doing. So we ask you to send your name along with a means of transaction. We have 4 means of transaction. That's Cash App, PayPal, along with Venmo and Zelle to WBSW Radio, the internet station, the number 23@gmail.com. We always ask for your support. We always want to ask for your support, not only just being online, but if you feel like you want to help where we can purchase more of these gifts that we give away, and whether it's a book from an author, you may purchase a book, you want to send it to a purchase 5 books and send it to a really fine, have it delivered to us, and we're excited because we want to give it away to those listeners and watchers here. So what you need to make sure you do, just go to the Cash App and do $ Lorenza D. Smith, and then you can make your dollar donation, your $5 donation. If you want me to request it, I request it. But send me something and let me know by emailing me at wbs23@gmail.com. We have an awesome, awesome topic to talk about. We got several topics, but under our title, Unity Part 2. And we're going to get back, look, because last time we stopped at a certain point, and we want to continue to talk about how we can unify either nothing but in your community or in your neighborhood, in your home, in your county, in your state, wherever it may be, or city, wherever it may be. We may kind of get to, you know, get everybody. We're going to do grassroots unity. That's what we're going to call it. So we're going to talk about some of the benefits and the powers of being a part of having unity in your community, in your home. All right, without further ado, we have an awesome host with the most. She comes from the great state of Ohio. As far as north of 71 you can get before you get into Canada, which is Cleveland, Ohio. So she knows about local weather. She's been there all her life. She was reared there until she moved and decided to move further south as possible so she can sweat then. So she moved to the southern peninsula of Florida, which is South Florida, where the weather, you compare to Cleveland, Ohio, to the weather in Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Miami Gardens, is nothing the same. So truly, truly, we're glad to have an awesome person. This young lady has a licensed clinical social worker certification, as well as a degree. She owns 2 or 3 businesses. You know, I'm one of the, you know, here she has a pet sitting business. She has the yoga studio. She's a yoga instructor. And I understand she's ready to do a few more things. I'm going to keep talking. She may say something different. So I'm going to roll with the punches right here. Without further ado, the young lady that comes from that great state of Ohio, none other than the host with the most, Lisa Farrah Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I have to say, I might cry. I'm very overwhelmed. We did a fundraiser tonight, and I just looked at my bill, and I'm like so grateful right now. That's why we're on the phone.
Okay.
We just pulled together the right people, pulled together with it. Listen, I'm very grateful, and I thank everybody because all of this that you guys donated is going to go for the kids.
Awesome.
So this one, I really hope. So this is wonderful. That's unity.
There you go. I was about to say you're sharing from the start because I saw you post and I know you was doing some things and I'm gonna let you tell your story now. You're the host of the most. I'm just gonna ride along. I'm gonna be a navigator. I'm gonna be sitting in the seat on the side and I'm gonna let you have the wheel and ride. That was very successful for you all and I'm gonna say successful for me because to be a part of it. We're family. I tell you about we are truly family. So if it's good for her, it's good for us. So we truly want to support her on what she's doing and trying to help the children down in South Florida. And that's what it's all about. We got several people here to join us. And I want to give a shout out. It seems like we're getting some crazy response. in regards to X tonight. Twitter is acting up tonight, but that's what sometimes it's all about. It do that. So what we do that to work our way out and then work our way back. So we're going to take advantage of the opportunity. So, Lisa, as we get ready to talk about unity, you just opened the show with something that we can just close the show and go home. Because we don't need to talk about it now. Because the community came together to support an investment in the children. And when we say in this country, we're talking about the power and the benefit of unity, it is for the generation coming. We have to get ourselves in a position so we can unify, so our young people can see how it really works. So when they become the impactful citizens in the future, we can come together and handle our affairs no matter how upset we may be. So as we look at what your venture was, we want to truly talk about the benefits. And we said the bottom line for the benefits of unity is the future of our children. See, our generation, that's what we have to really focus on. We have to really focus on our young people being successful. Yes, we always talk, everybody talk about finance, but you know, the truth of the matter is them seeing the positive individual, positive actions of you in the community, so they can see that there's some good out there when everybody works together. So truly, truly, the first topic we're going to talk about tonight is focusing on benefits first and then the power of unity. We'll start off with what are the benefits. Then we'll talk about how important unity is. But let's start off with the benefits and try to see exactly what topics and what thought will be put in to help us. So we'll move toward, at least I'll start off first. Truly, truly, you shared in your what happened with those support for those individuals was it was a team effort. Teamwork occurred. And they had to be cooperative. See, it's amazing when we're put in situations, cooperation comes in hand and everybody asking everybody to cooperate. But when we get in certain situations, we'd be so selfish that we're not able to cooperate. Let me give a shout out to S. Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol, for joining. My frat brother, Tony Brinkey, out of the great state of Georgia. He said he's got a long way home where they got some Atlanta traffic up there. It's off the chain. We also have Derek Pugh, 1914. Shout out to Derek and his school, a third grade Marshall Middle School in Evergreen, Alabama. They're doing some positive things and boosting academics by doing things for those students quarterly to make sure it's a reward and we get them prepared for the future. Thank you so much. We had Lydia that was here earlier and several others as we strolled up, we're going to focus on them. But Lisa, let's talk about some of the benefits. You just shared about what you all doing. We can focus on it right there. What you all did tonight, today, to get ready for tonight, how is it a benefit for unity?
Well, this is all very interesting. Caitlin's sister, Caitlin is the Canadian, she's in Germany. It's 10 years on the 17th since the accident occurred where it took her life. You know, with a drunk and a high driver going about 100 miles per hour the wrong way on the highway. And that's the premise behind the program. You know, the girl, the individual, whatever we want to call it, admitted like smoking pot to cope with her problems and drinking twice the legal limit in order to fit in with friends. And I think that's where, when I was at a crossroads, I shared it before, how do we help people, children, learning about different ways of coping, knowing you're not alone, and, you know, maybe have this individual have some kind of help or intervention or assistance, maybe this would even happen. You know, sometimes, and I think Caitlin actually wrote something very profound. I'll have to go back and look. It's all about prevention and education and community and people working together. And I don't work anywhere that doesn't want to work together. And tonight, the place they had it at, the pizza place where it was at, the man who owns it runs it. His wife is a teacher, and Caitlin used to work with his wife.
Oh.
So we had that connection. And he said to me, you can do this once a month, and we'll put 20% towards the program. And Simone came in, and it was interesting that different people that stopped in when I was there, some of my kids were there, and I got to meet parents. And it's just interesting how we're all connected. That's up in the Cliff Springs Parkland area. So it was a very good feeling. And then I was looking at my phone because people are selling. And I'm getting right in the donation and a thank you note. And I'm going to show them what we buy with the money. And it's just nice that people are able to still come together in times of need. And this is going to the kids. And I don't want my kids to not have supplies or anything, or anybody to not have something that might help them. These are challenging times. And so tonight I felt a good feeling and a unified feeling. I mean, we were all in for the same reason and eating pizza. We were going to build on the restaurant. The kids were even a couple of the adults. And it was just a really good connected feeling. And I think I needed it. And I think it helps the family a lot because nobody should ever lose their child. But it's before everything happens. But it's a good feeling. And guys, we can do this if we all work together. You know, we can make all sorts of great things happen when we come together. When we are not connected, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
And I wish everybody, and I'll post the pictures, of course, that I took, but you could feel like love in the room and just people, you know, coming together. So that's what life is all about.
My Lisa, you that's very, very, first of all, I'm so proud of you. And I know how much hard work you put in and what you're doing along with your team of individuals and the commitment you made to make sure this is, Katie's yoga is always in the front of the minds of others. And it's truly to give the donation to help our children is so important. When you talk about unity, you talk about collective effort, all coming together to make sure it happens. Okay, you may have not known about it, but it's never too late. When I say it's never too late, because the owner of the pizza establishment said, well, you can do this once a week, twice a month. He's giving the option. He's opening up his sales. I'm going to give to this. So the thing about it, that's unity. That's coming today together to have a collective action to share a goal. The goal is, yes, I have a business, I have to make a living, but I also know if I do this and give back, it's going to mean a lot to the future of our children. See, when our children see us as adults willing to have empathy. See, I heard somebody talking today on content. It was talking about how important that we focus in our relationships, meaning life relationships, having empathy for the other person. And this is what we have to do when we're talking about unity. We have to stop being at war with each other, fighting, trying to see who can control the other person. Sometimes take a step back and use the power of compromise. So collective actions is important, sharing the goal, having mutual understanding and respect. See, a lot of times we see in this country that people have lost respect for each other to the point where they're not willing to give an inch. They always want to continue to press and press and press hard. It doesn't help you, because when you're talking about the benefits of unity, it doesn't help with resolve. You know what that does? It causes more conflict when you keep pressing, pressing, and pressing, and pressing. You're going to eventually hit the nerve you want to hit. It will no longer be peaceful. It'll be a dispute that you have to deal with. And truly, spiritually, we have to take a step back, sometimes two steps, three steps, four steps, and start to our situation from a distance. Sometimes we have to remove ourselves, relinquish ourselves from what we're dealing with so we can come together to be one. And it's what we're fighting for. So in part two, the title Unity Part Two, we wanted to take a step in looking at the benefits of it and the power of it. I'm telling you, it's power in unity now. At least I want to kind of remind everybody, maybe remind you, it used to be a song, We Are the World. You remember that?
You played it in my classes.
Good.
I played it. Yeah.
Good.
And I know every word and I know who sings it.
Exactly. But it was unity. It was everybody coming all over the world, coming together to be unified. And that's what we have to do when we're talking about unity in our community. You know, I'm going to go this far, Lisa. Unity in your home. Because we got a lot of homes that are divided. Because I'm allowed to do this, you need to do a lot. You know, we always say in a family, you need to have a time where you have family time and everybody come together and sit, whether you sit on the table, sitting at the table, at a couch, wherever you sit, you need to come together. I'll go back to my own life as a youngster growing up. You see, I share, you know, I'm from a very large family, and we only have a very small home to be in, like two bedrooms, and then that's with 10 people. Just leave it like that. Y'all can see what you want. One bathroom. But there's one thing that made sure my mom and dad made it happen every day. You know what it was? Mom was to make sure we all sit down and eat together. We all sit down and eat together. And we was able to talk things out and share. That was bringing unity into that home. No matter what we had to do, we had to know at 5:30, no later than 6 o'clock, that we had to all come to that table. Even when it's, when you have a table with only six, when you got 10, that means you got to have a second little table. Because some people were very small, so they had to sit at the small, but we all did that. That's what you're talking about, unity. It starts at home. And you have to have, and the benefit is we still are closely connected as a family. We're going to go, like I said, we truly believe the blood is thicker than water. And we're going to make sure that that's what it comes from. And we have to kind of continue to push forth in our communities and our homes that everything truly starts at home. If it starts out in the street or in the community, you're going to have some challenges. Because the people out there are not for your interest. Your family should be. Those are my thoughts on that. You can share your thoughts on that, Lisa.
We are the world.
Yes. Yes. When I thought about that right there. We are the world. You know, unity. All that was unity.
And it was a nice surprise. And I think the problem is people are angry.
Mm-hmm.
They take sides. Nobody wants to, like, you're trying to talk and the other person's maybe not listening or hearing, or people have become self-absorbed, or it's like they're in their own, I don't know how you explain it. It's just something, we're missing something. And then I say, well, there's some of us that are creating our own unity in a community. You know, I've been getting all sorts of flyers now to attend events or making something, making it to give back. I like that idea. You know, that's like groups of people getting together. They're all free events. And I feel like sometimes we're just not all, we don't have to be on the same page at all times, but we need to be respectful. And I wish there was a way. And I think I mentioned it last time, the whole unity, I think it kind of stopped. It's 9/11 is what I was reading back on.
Yep.
And now with the war going on and an election coming up, it's like fighting. I mean, Dr. Lowe, our quarterback is out. He's got a shoulder injury. He's been injured.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what people were, rather than rallying around, we're going to support Deshaun Watson, even though they think he did something he didn't do. But the bottom line is they're trash talking people and being mean on social media.
Yeah.
And rather than being, and I just feel like, why are people attacking people when they don't know what's going on, or they're not believing it, or, you know, why don't you support people? They don't support him in Cleveland. Like, anything he does, they like bash him. I've seen racist comments. Like, really? Come on, guys. We're better than that. I thought we're bigger and better than that. And that's just an example of be supportive to people.
Exactly.
Oh, making it up, I could tell he was injured a couple weeks back, but, you know, people just get in their heads, and I think they don't think, and they just jump on social media, and it creates so much animosity and hatred, and I'm like, when I was not on for those days, and then I would just go on and just post and get off, mm-hmm. I told you, I felt lighter, because I wasn't seeing negativity.
Yep. Yep.
But I have super friends that are awesome, and they're promoting unity, and, you know, they're promoting, like, hey, you know, a couple people, hey, how you doing? How's your family doing? Like, we're doing, you know, we're all doing the best we can. But it's, what happened here? I think social media is like my proxy. It's disconnecting us, and we have to not let it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think we stick on social media, Dr. Love. It's so positive.
And sometimes, let's be realistic, you know, some advancement can be able to allow us to advance, but everybody's not capable of dealing with advancement. Some people may get what I'm saying is, just because you have the ability to advance, don't mean everybody's going to advance in the manner you think they're supposed to do. You know, you take social media. Now, I am. We are real excited at WBSW Radio. We're the internet station. We're number one. We're using all the social media sites to broadcast. And you've been on when people have been very aggressive on here. You remember those times when they come up, when I opened that platform up through Zoom, we had people coming on using all kind of language and everything. But, you know, the thing about it is that it's not the reason why they don't open the platform of Zoom up for this. But we have it broadcast on each one of those social media sites. So I personally feel, at least I feel like Lisa and I both feel the same way, it's for the good. This is a good thing. But some people would take it because somebody hacked my account, two other accounts I had, and they was using it for their own purpose. So that's why I had to switch a couple accounts and do my best. I turned the reporting. So the thing about it is that social media... It could be a plus for you, and it could be a minus if you don't use it in the right manner. And everybody think they can be behind. You know what I'm saying, the keyboard? See, that causes us not to have unity. Because you're writing something you wouldn't need to say to someone personally. You don't want to say it to them personally. You're more or less comfortable with writing something that is not positive. So truly, unity and having the benefits of being able to be exposed to it puts you in a situation where you can facilitate problem solving. See, this device and all these devices I have can allow us to facilitate problem solving. And with you, you can choose to accept it or not, but that's okay. But it's information that hopefully somebody, at least one person, can take and say, this is where we are. We need to move in a direction. See, the main background of this network is we're focusing on grassroots neighborhoods. So when we say unity, we want to start down like at the pizza parlor. We're going to start at the school. We're going to start at home. And we want to build and let the individuals, like especially young people, see positive unity. See the things that leads to the benefits and the power of unity. So they can walk away and say, well, I can have, you know, grow into a situation through technology, through investment, so we can be in a better situation. And we don't have to be at war with each other. And sometimes we don't even realize. But to the word I mentioned earlier, we have to have some more, have to have more empathy for others. I think that is missing. Our unity, having empathy, and a lot of people are not in a position to do that. They're not willing because they think they're giving away something. And you're not giving them anything. Being able to care about somebody else. Think about what you're saying. What are you putting out there? You want to make sure you think about it. I want to give a shout out. We got several people. Lisa, I want to give a shout out that's joining us, and it's good to have them on here. I mentioned earlier Anthony Brakey out of the great state of Georgia is joining us, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have Jim Harris is joining us. He just put hackers are such a pain. Okay, I'm going to leave right there. And also we have listed here, as I mentioned, Derek Pugh from 1948. We also have several people. We have Kamara Command. I'm sorry. Silly. And it looks like Tankner. And that's, and I'm working with these glasses, new glasses. Hooter Max. Okay. Then we have D4MT8. Thank you. Mini8. Thank you so much. PartyNet. Zurion. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm reading as many as I can and as we stroll through, trying to share with you those. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. One of our sponsors, because we have to play this so we can get still paid and drink a little water during the process of whatever libation you're making. This is from L&T Star Wars Line Service LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Star Wars Lawn Service LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Hard work, here we go. Hard work, we're going to spread it around. Hard work. Truly, we got to give them a shout out, LLC, because they talk about hard work. Unity is all about hard work. Let me give a shout out to Wallace Russell, one of my former players in junior high. Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Give him a shout out. One time I know he was in Birmingham area. He was a law enforcement. Thank you, Wallace, so much for joining us. And give a shout out to Fred, another one of my players, and back from the days, and he's joined us recently. So truly, thank you all for taking time to be a part of this. And L&T Lawn Service, Star Wars Lawn Service LLC. Give them a call at Anthony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. He's a manicure expert. He can work with you. He can remove things because a lot of times you have limbs down. You have a group that work with him. He'll get it all done for you. So give him a call. Go to Facebook at Anthony Stallworth and you can DM him and talk with him about this. We can move forward from our next topic. The power of unity. You know, we said benefits. Those were some benefits we mentioned. So how powerful, and this is something we said a little bit about in last segment or the last time we was on. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the power of unity. And looking at if we together and become one, how powerful we can be. We get together and become one, how powerful we could be, and regardless of what we're doing. Let's think about the power of unity. It's coming together, and we are relying on people's ability that they bring. See, that's the problem. A lot of times the lack of unity comes in because the person next to you really don't want to know what ability that you bring because it may overshadow their ability. But when you unify and put all the different skills and talents that we have, how much better we'll be. Know what you think? You can serve our purpose. Go ahead, Alisa.
So you can achieve more. When you work together, sometimes you can achieve more than when you're working, you know, alone, individually, but together, I always say that now, together we're better. Together we're doing a lot of those kind of quotes, together we are better. And I think you can learn something new when you are unified. You can learn things from other people, which can also hold on to your strengths or strengths you didn't even know you had. Together we're stronger. That's what I keep, you know, that's my new thing right now. Together we're better, together we're stronger. We stay interconnected. You create good relationships. You might meet new people that you have common interests, commonalities with.
Awesome. That's power. And it's truly power. You know, we think about, you know, back in the days, I was listening to somebody talk about an antique car. When I say the 60s, you know, the 60s is an antique car. Some of us were born in the 60s, the 70s, and we got to realize we antique now. So that's just a joke. But truly, a lot of the cars back then had like a 427 engine. Biggest engines there were four 350 engines, and there was a lot of power. Now we only have our six and our four cylinders, and some cars may have something close to an eight cylinder. But the truth of the matter, that was power. Everybody wanted to have a car that had power, you know, rev the motor up. And people like, wow, he got a lot of power right there. Just think about when we cooperate with one another. Think about when we come together. Think about when we share a purpose. See, too many times, also set a foundation for the future. I keep saying that when young people see us together, unified, working together, the group, it sets a foundation for future growth and prosperity. That's what it does. That's how powerful unity is. But a lot of us have a challenge, Lisa, because we talk about the power of unity, but people don't understand how important unity is. There are some important things we need to think about when we're talking about unity. First of all, if we come together, you know we can do bridge gaps. Everybody always talks about we're gonna bridge the gap from generation to generation.
Yeah.
When you come together, that's how you do it. That's how important unity is. See, people have differences. And what you want to do with unity is promote harmony and understanding. Those two words are so important.
Harmony
and everybody to get along. We are the world. We are the future now. Think about that. So we are so promoting harmony and understanding is a good effort to lead to some things that are so important. And number one is peace. We want peace. Everybody wants peace.
Yeah.
And when you desire peace and work hard, you have to find sometimes they have to say, let's get along. You know, one of the things went back many years ago with the situation with Rodney King over there in L.A. Why can't we just get along? We had a show about that. Why can't we get along? Go ahead, Alisa.
That's a good question. Why can't we? Or people's perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch, I DVR it. I need to watch the end of it, but people could look at Anderson Cooper had a special on Sunday. And it was on Rise of Anti-Semitism. And I was just watching it. I mean, it's sort of were all frowned upon. And I think, but I didn't sleep well Sunday night because I was up like thinking, how come this is going on? Why are there signs? There should be no signs with anything. And my friend said to me today, she's not good. She said, people are just uneducated and they don't want to learn. And you're right, the whole body thing. And you know, everybody's looking at a video or looking at this, and all the people doing that anti-Semitic stuff were all white. Not any of them were black. And I said today to somebody, if that was a black person, they would have been all caught and in big trouble. Nothing like that. It's treated totally different. You know, and it just makes me sad that, you know, I always go by your character. I judge you by your character. I don't see what color you are. I don't know your religion. I don't know half those people. But it's just interesting to me, and I've been listening a lot because I'm trying to keep quiet. I don't know if I should or shouldn't, but, you know, it's very hurtful. Some of the things that are being said. And my concern is, Dr. Loyal, it's going to trickle down into other cultures and people of color. It's already there. We're just hearing about, but the thing with the, you know, in the black community, that's still going up. It's still going up. But how do we bring people together and say, what's the difference? How does this affect your life? That's what I would say. You tell me, explain to me, I want to listen. How does it affect your life?
Exactly.
I mean, I have a friend who has a friend, and they were shooting, what the worst is that? And I'm walking the beach, enjoying my day, and I get a black man dressed in black walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he was going to work and had a uniform on, but it got blown out of control. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. But by making an assumption and getting people all worked up and get pretty crazy, just that one little text, Dr. Lowe, put ideas and says and gave ideas. And I just said to the person, do not ever send me anything like that anymore. I don't want to know.
Exactly.
Because things like that creates disconnection and fear and anger over nothing. Like, a lot of people walk to their job, and maybe they don't have a car or gas, and they wear white uniforms or black uniforms.
Exactly.
It's common sense that you're creating a dissension, right? You're creating
separation.
Why do people work up and it's things like that cause this unification. That's my word now, unification.
Exactly.
You know, when I was watching that show, that's what was coming out, is about like white supremacy and just a lot. I think people should be we should all be watching more educational fact-based videos like that. Remember I said to you a long time ago, we have a museum that's probably going to this weekend, so I'm going home free. But the Maltz Museum, so my dad made sure to make a plan so we can go together because it's a museum of tolerance. And I think, you know, what will things like that help them be better? Maybe.
If it's been taken advantage of. And that's one of the challenges we have. We separate ourselves in so many ways. But we want to be inclusive, but we're more exclusive. You cannot be exclusive when you're talking about unity. You have to be inclusive. Because as long as you allow the conflict and the tension to boil over, and sometimes individuals are part of that conflict, sometimes people you don't expect to cause that tension. First of all, you need to know exactly where they're coming from. And when we're talking about the importance of unity, we're talking about, again, promoting mutual respect. See, we have to have respect. That's something we have fallen short, that we want people to respect us, but we're not willing to respect them. And I was just reading couple of things that Anthony Breaker, Brother Breaker, was writing here. And he was just saying that in regard, truth is never the wrong path. Think about that. Truth is never the wrong path. So they try to separate each other. See, that's the best method of keeping people apart is to divide and conquer. And I think that's something that's going on even in our political arena now. Everybody's divided. If you're divided and you got my side and your side, you're never going to be able to be unified. You're always going to look at your best interest. But what we want to make sure you have respect for each other. We want you to be able to cooperate with each other because strength comes when we all come together. See, if you speak in a way that's wanting to see positive things, someone's going to hear you. That's why I said we need to, when we put on a show, we need to put on a show as adults for y'all to see the positive, because there are going to be enough negative things they're going to encounter. So we have to truly look at this in a unison way. Instead of looking at it as an individual, this is what I want. I think everybody should do this. I. We hear a lot of that I. And that's not going to work when we talk about unity. So to be really important, we got to be ready to come together where it's going to create change. Because we have to have change. Because the way we're going now, we just have to function.
I talked to a rabbi down here, and we had a nice conversation, and I was telling him, you know, I'd like to be donating my time. You know, I donate my time into the lower income areas and you know, different things I do. But he said to me, I'm gonna send you some information. He said, please invite anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody. You don't do it. Go. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, Rabbi, this is wonderful because this is how my temple, my rabbi is in Cleveland. And it's all inclusive. And it was very nice to think he sent me, and I told him I'll start sharing some stuff. But we want people. I want people to come together. If you look at my kids' videos, they all come together. Like, they're always, it's a beautiful thing. But then I think maybe some people were brought up that way. Maybe they don't understand what unity means. Maybe, you know, because I think that racism and hatred is a learned behavior rather than saying, hey, we're a team. Like on a football team or a volleyball team.
Yeah.
You're unified. Not one person loses the game. The whole team loses the game. One wins the game. You're a unified front. So I think that's what a lot of people are missing. And it takes so much more energy to be angry and hateful and disconnected. You know, and hate's a really strong word. And I've been hearing that word a lot lately, but it's a positive video and positive saying quotes. And I look at it every day because it makes, you know, gives me a good way to start the day. And I share it with people. You know, it's good to be connected. And invite people to your church, your temple, your mom, whatever it is, invite people, you know, get together, learn about different things.
Exactly.
Be a part of things. You might see that you learn something, you make new friends, as we were just saying, and I don't know, it seems awful.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, Lisa, you said, when you say, you know, you have to open your mind so that can help. If your mind is not open, you're not going to be able to. Let me give a shout out to Jams, I'm going to say a long underscore, 55. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. And thank you, Anthony Breaker, for the many things you're writing and typing. We want to be interactive. The word, he said three words, hope, faith, and work. Faith is dead without what? Work. He said, we got to look at, we're talking about unity, we got to put the work in. See, when we come together and we put ourselves in a position to be unified, that not only gives us hope, it gives us courage. It also courage and hope, but also bring a change. See, unity gives motivation. See, Lisa just said about a team. She have her favorite football team, professional team, college team. We all have our favorite team. We all on one accord. See, that's unity. We can learn to be a part of a athletic team. You know, when you come together and you are playing for that one cause, whatever it may be, it might be a personal. You want to be, you know, you want to win a championship. Everybody want to win a championship, but you want to get yourself to the next level. That makes you work hard. It's motivation. See, it motivates you, and it motivates others. It motivates you to work very hard to accomplish all the goals or whatever goals you may have.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Eating good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out because they're doing some awesome things, the best southern fried food you can ask for if you're traveling south, going down to Fort Walton or Destin Beach. You can go down and check everything out. We're going to give a shout out to Marlon Lala Smith and his wife, Katrina Lopez Smith. Their number to contact them is 334-549-0950. Again, that's Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgia, Alabama. Lisa, as we get ready to move to the closing of our show, the last topic I want to jump in is how to create unity in today's society. And we're really trying to see how some thought process by reading. I'm going to read some of the things we have here to give you a chance to think about it. We have several things that were written down that I thought was really, really important. And this is from Anthony Brakey. He said, people really need to embrace truth. He's talking about creating unity. People really need to embrace truth, accept the power that everyone, and I'm getting a little bit old, is born with. The first thing, if we want to create unity, we have to accept the truth. We have to really look at who we are and whom we are. And the next thing he types in, and I appreciate him doing it, and I have to read it because we ask them to be truly, truly interactive. Being human is by nature means we would never be perfect, but humans mean God gives us the ability to change. So the next thing to create unity is you have to be able to change. Are you willing to change? Or are you just going to be stuck on your way? This is how we're going to do it. Exactly. See, too many people, and they got a purpose. Some people have a purpose not to change. Because what it is, they want you to change. Think about it now. They want you to change. And everybody keep it in mind. Give a shout out to Brother Breaker when he said he'll be at Mary Ruth supporting, he said, oh my God, our community. And I would give a shout out that to those guys out in Greenville, Beta Pi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Pi Beta Sigma Church, doing some awesome things. As we move forward, we just say to create unity in our country, we have to be ready to deal with challenges. Because we're going to have challenges in our life. So we have to overcome those challenges by working together. When we say we have some issues that may trigger us, and when we said you need to seek some support from counseling and therapy. And the reason we say that is that now you got individuals coming together to help you get yourself through these situations instead of trying to do it on your own. We also have to watch a mutual. Everybody has their own game plan. See, there's no I in team. You gotta realize it is not our team. To be a team, it has to be a we concept. It has to be us. Us against the world. So I go back to the song, Lisa. We are the world.
We are the children.
See, we all come together to make sure we can be successful. So we have to continue to work on things. We have to continue to have respect for one another. When you start disrespecting individuals, we're going to have some challenges. It's amazing, Lisa. I was before we came on live. I was in my den watching some of the on TMZ live. It has a show that comes on, and it was talking about people that were supposed to be unified was actually fighting each other. It was talking about congressmen. A matter of fact, one congressman told the other congressman, come on, get up, let's get at it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So they was talking about that. Then they took it from there, and they went. I'm going to tell you where they went. They went to a professional basketball game. These guys getting paid there. And it was the Golden State Warriors, and it may have been Memphis. I'm not sure who it was. Maybe it was somewhere else. And it's a team that Rudy Gobert played for. But there was a little grabbing and pushing between two of the players, and all of a sudden, one of the players, Draymond, who said he'd been forced to win, and grabbed Rudy Gobert around the neck and had him in a lock. And he's talking about, these are people who are highly paid, making millions and millions of dollars. If they can't get on that floor, I know it's competition, but some people say that's unity because he came to help his two teammates. Come on now, sometimes you have to use a little smarter way to handle things. And when we want to continue to create unity in our society, we got to understand we have to be supportive of the individual, but we got to encourage people to learn about and appreciate the differences we have. Lisa just shared. She said she's going back home. She's going to be freezing her butt off. She kind of said that on her breath and everything. But she's going back, her and her father and family members going to get a chance to go to the museum. And, matter of fact, it's amazing. Lisa, I'm going to tell you now, my sisters and my siblings and I were just sent out some stuff talking about possibly going to Cleveland. After the holidays, probably going to be in January, to visit my auntie, my only living dad. So
I have a surprise flying back with you, Lisa.
Okay. All right. That'll work. That'll work. So we're talking about going. We're going to go in the midst of the winter because it's January. We're going up so we can visit her. You know, she's like I said, she's 87 years old. 87 years old. So we're gonna go up there whether we motor up there or not. Just to visit. See, that's coming together, unity. Family coming together. Maybe I get a chance to meet, your parents. I can call them and say, I'm up here now, fam. And they'll be like, who? Yeah, I'm up here now.
Our
special girl, Denise, is flying back. Yeah, I know. Denise is flying back. She already did. Coming south. That's my first cousin. Thank you so much. How we introduce each other to my first cousin, Lisa, their good friend. Exactly. So truly, it's going to be awesome. We got so many things we'd like to talk about. But as we get ready to close out, Lisa, anything you want to share to kind of close us out about creating unity and individuals getting together in today's society so we can be successful? And hopefully through prayer and through faith, with the work, faith is there without work, we can be unified eventually, at least by 2050. I put it out. Share your thoughts, Lisa.
Okay, I'm going to present it like this. Educate yourself. Stop being so judgmental and critical of other people.
Yep.
Compassion and empathy.
Yep.
Learn what the meaning of teamwork is.
Yep.
Learn what it is you can bring to the table.
Exactly.
In fact, there were people I connected, they didn't know each other. They were even hugging each other. Oh, speak with Lisa, be more open-minded and receptive.
Yeah.
And there's a book called The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements is don't make assumptions. And that one always stuck with me, and don't take things personal with people. That's a challenge sometimes, but I'm learning don't take things personally.
Exactly.
But learn to be more open and stop. Think before you speak, because a lot of people are wrong about things that they're spewing out right now. And it's been going on for a while, like I said, even before October 7th, all these things we saw on when COVID hit, we saw, all sorts of, we saw with George Floyd, we saw that. Like, I don't condone looting. But in order for us to be heard as a group, that, and it just struck me, ever since he made that comment to me, I was like, geez. And God, it shouldn't be that way. We should be respectful and come together, be supportive.
Exactly.
Just like they were in D.C. Everybody came together. They marched peacefully, in unity. Things shouldn't, have to be the way that they are. And you don't know, one little change, one little thing you say or do could change like a whole situation,
exactly.
Whole thought process. And just be kind. That's my thing. Be kind and work as a team and have integrity.
Yes.
I think we're missing that too, Dr. Lowe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it, lack of integrity.
And ego is
the lack of integrity. Yeah, and truly, we have to realize this is some things that we need to address. There are many other things you probably want to add. What did we thank you? Thank you so much, John Hudden, number 5 Basic Attorney Incorporated, join us. And he said he's just getting off work, but he said I'm here. And said it's good that no. We also have Patricia Smith, Coach Patricia Smith, one of the interns that I worked with this past. Just recently, she submitted our AFTPA, and she knew how to grind well. I thank you, Patricia, Coach Smith, for joining us and being a part of this. Thank you so much, Brother Brady, along with the many others that's on here. Truly, thank you so much. We have several others that didn't get a chance to shout out. That's Biggie3 joining us. Thank you so much. And it just says this boy, Gay Max. Thank you so much. You have J. King, 7. And you have Bear Barriers. Thank you so much for joining us. Truly, it's been awesome being here tonight with you. But I want to make sure I keep in mind the co-sponsors of our show. The show we had yesterday, supporting and building boys to be impactful men, was co-sponsored by the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And they have their promo they like to play, but I want to give a shout-out to them because they're giving back to the community on Saturday from 5 to 7 in Georgetown, Alabama at Simply Beautiful Event Center. They're giving out free Thanksgiving dinners up to 100, and when they run out of food. So they're truly doing that. And then they're asking all the residents of Butler County, Alabama, including Greenville, Georgiana, and McKenzie, asking just Butler County. We don't want people to come from other counties that are close, you are. But we want to make sure we feed all of them and those individuals who attend in Butler County. Thank you so much for your support. Thank for each one of you all being a part of this. It is just a blessing. So those brothers are excited about supporting. Then on December the 16th, they're going to be giving away over 100 throw blankets to the elderly in the nursing home, the living assistance facilities throughout of Butler County. They're going to just be giving them away and give them something to keep them warm for the holiday. Give a shout out to those brothers of 586 and fraternity, and that's why I said I have to play their promo if they don't want to spend the money to help them do what we're doing now.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Coming on the 18th, if you're in Butler County and you want to have a free Thanksgiving meal, just come to Simply Beautiful Event Center in Georgiana, Alabama, and you can check them out, and then you just go pick your plate up and keep it moving. You can sit there and eat. We can talk, but when the food run out, is out. Our goal is to get over 100-plus individuals fed for Thanksgiving on Saturday. Which, you know, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. We just want to give back. And no blankets are going to give. So we give a shout out to those brothers. Thank you so much. These as we get ready to close this out, I always tell everybody, you know, at least know me, I'm going to tell everybody I love them because I truly love them, you know. And it comes from our heart. See, she's giving her heart and I'm giving her heart. This is truly what we like doing. We like sharing. We can't hit on everything, but we hopefully gave you something that's going to help. Now, check us out. I'll be back on tomorrow. I'm going to have this. I will be excited about having the happy hour. It's at 5 o'clock. And that happy hour, you're going to get you a libation. It's like you go to the grill of the bar. You come here. We're going to be talking about some topics that's truly issues in our neighborhood. And we're going to just talk about them, and we want you to be interactive part. That's at 5 o'clock. Central Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, that's 6 o'clock. You should hopefully be home by then. And if you get caught in the traffic in Atlanta, I know it's kind of hard to get home by 6 o'clock. But we want you to be a part of that. And that's Happy Hour Talk. And I am the host of that show, Dr. Linda D. Smith. And we're excited about coming for you. We're going to make it do what it do. Just our hashtag is responsible. Our hashtag is keep on grinding. Hashtag is communicate for understanding. And Lisa will come, but we got this. That's the key to the hashtag. We got this. You know, because we're excited about that. So we're going to make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about. So have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And you can check us out at the Happy Hour Talk. Is where we're going to talk about conversation relating to life issues. So have an awesome time. That's right. Lisa closes out, and we'll get ready to get out of here.
I got this. You got this. You got this.
My. That's what it's all about. Also, truly
teamwork.
Teamwork. And I want to just say that because it's important. We're going to teamwork and cooperation. And Lisa is going to tell y'all exactly. Out. You may like me or don't like me. I'm going to tell you just like this. And I want to find some music to go out. You know, and this one is kind of funny because we're willing and able to do whatever it takes to be successful. But as we close out, you don't own the rights to the music.
And put a meal on the table. Don't see nobody fool. Cause I ain't raised you like that. That's wrong. You think I'm wrong like that. Cause if he ain't willing, then be a man that way. The phone is on blow. And put a meal on his table. Don't be nobody fool. Cause I ain't raised you like that. We shouldn't be dealing. You see, my mom.